It's Download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Doesn't it seem that President Trump is becoming more and more like Leslie Nielsen from the Naked Gun movies? Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing at all. Instead of letting the indictment of former campaign chair Paul Manafort speak for itself, the president inserted himself via Twitter to yell at us in all caps, Hillary Clinton! All caps, which is code for, look over there! The indictment of Manafort isn't that surprising since the FBI raided his home just a couple months ago, but what still is yet to be answered is whether or not he was associated with Russia when hired to run the campaign, the same campaign that has a cloud hanging over it, and whether or not they accepted or solicited Russian help in winning the American election. Also, it could be completely unrelated. So I'm just going to heat up the old Jiffy popcorn, get my seat by the old parade route, see how this one plays out. And then there's the campaign advisor and Blue Demon George Papadopoulos, busted for lying to the FBI. What a fall from grace from Webster's dad. I mean, how do you think Webster is handling it? What? Oh, it's a different guy? It's not? It's a different? Oh, my bad. Just renewed my Hulu for nothing. Apparently, a developer wants to help lure Amazon to Chicago by building a flashy new sports stadium. The issue might be that we would need flashy sports to be played in said stadium. But I digress. I don't know. I'm glad that we're going after Amazon and all, but it seems to me that we're willing to bend over backwards to make this happen by altering the city's look and feel, and not to mention offer $2 billion in incentives to locate here. Whatever happened to just throwing, I don't know, a deep dish pizza party? I don't know, giving them a big tin of Garrett's popcorn. It seems like this is just all about the Olympics, like it's Olympics withdrawal. We couldn't get the Olympics, so now we can get Amazon. Same thing, pretty much. The Olympics might even be better because they leave after a month. Kevin Spacey came out of the closet today. What? Isn't that what I'm supposed to take away from his statement about allegedly abusing a 14-year-old back in the 80s that he came out? Should I read further? I'll just stay. No, I think we're good. All right, gross alert. Everybody ready for a gross alert? The public defender's office said they won't go back into the Cook County Jail till Sheriff Dart can alleviate the problem of prisoners. In their presence. Does that make sense? Everyone get me? Yep, the public defender's office says the issue is getting worse as prisoners get more brazen in their activities in the presence of women lawyers. Come on, man. You step out of a single file line at the jail and the guard can put you in isolation. Isn't this kind of like stepping out of a single file line? Huh? Also, how about jumpsuits with no pocket zippers? Huh? I kind of fixed the problem right there. But I told you, gross alert. Come on. Two amateur sailors were lost at sea for 6 months, attacked by tiger sharks and huge waves the size of office buildings. They were rescued recently by the U.S. Navy in the South Pacific, 6 months adrift. I mean, who doesn't know that feeling? Adrift, wondering what your next move's going to be, trying to make sense of the world around you. Then, boom, tiger sharks, right? In our case, we get out of it by watching a tender episode of This Is Us, not being towed away by a Taiwanese fishing vessel. But still, same thing, right? I get it. I get what you went through. In weather, nice, brisk, cold, but brisk. I'll take brisk, right? Yeah. Will we make it through Halloween night without sideways rain? What? I told you, climate change is real, y'all. Although I love the beginning of Skilling's forecast, which was like, the winds will start early in the day. I'm like, the October winds. They're right around the corner. Ugh. In sports, man, it's one thing to get injured, but another to have emergency surgery to save your leg. That's a new one, Bears. Tight end Zach Miller dislocated his knee yesterday in the loss to the Saints, and inexplicably the refs took away the touchdown while he was writhing in pain in the end zone. Still haven't heard a good reason for that one. Somehow NFL officiating has decided, quote, more confusion is what the game needs. I think it's good for everybody. More confusion. Miller is said to be okay after the surgery, but dang, there's getting hurt and then there's getting hurt. The announcers came on and said, out of respect, we're just not going to show that replay. Then the TD was overturned. They're like, let's show that replay 150 times. The actual game? The Bears defense did something that no other team in the league has been able to do for about 10 years, and that's keep Drew Brees out of the end zone. How about that? And the Bears offense repaid that amazing feat by scoring a measly 12 points. And the real losers, the Bears special teams. Once again, it does feel like we're talking about it every week. Once again, penalties and missed kicks, they changed the course of the game. This is the town that welcomed Devin Hester and Robbie Gould. And this is what you give us? I mean, if you're going to have a terrible offense, then you got to have at least a mediocre special teams. Am I the only one who remembers Kyle Orton? Right? It's the only reason he was any good. It's because maybe in the game, they'll punt to Devin Hester. And worse, the Bears once again tease us with the, I don't know, they could be 500 going to the bye and make a run this year. And then, yeah, now they're 3-5. Time to start thinking about the 2018 draft. Ugh. Now comes word that injured linebacker Jarrell Freeman's been suspended 10 games for PED violation. He was suspended last year for 4 games in the same violation. It just makes you go, Bear down, Chicago Bears. Talk more about it with the Monday Evening Quarterback with Adam Hogue coming up at 8 o'clock. So now the Bears are on a bye, so let's focus on the winter sports that we continue to watch, that we will be watching in a month. How about the Hawks? They've lost 3 in a row and have drifted into the middle of the pack. But now that we're done with the Bears, the Hawks can feel our refocused love and snap out of it starting Wednesday. The Bulls? Yeah. Pass. How about our local pride for college football, huh? Northwestern pulls the upset, beats the 16th-ranked Michigan State Spartans. Huge win for the Cats. They won in triple overtime. They head to Nebraska next week. How about Notre Dame, huh? They spanked North Carolina State, and today they're ranked number 5 in the country. Number 5. They're knocking on the doorstep of a BCS playoff berth. Amazing turnaround for a team that lost early in the season and was completely written off. Amazing. And finally tonight, tomorrow, well, it's Halloween, and authorities are warning parents to watch out for marijuana candy. Yep, the same people who put razor blades in your apples and LSD in your sweet tarts have moved on to edibles. So parents, be advised, if you find any candy that you suspect may be marijuana candy, save it for later. I mean, call the authorities. Yeah. That's the carryout for October 30th, 2017. Hey, we're handing out treats for the trick-or-treaters. I mean, we don't have candy, but we've got salt packets, which is kind of like pixie sticks for adults. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling are in studio for Touche. What a big day for national politics. We'll talk about the indictments and also tax reform. It's Touche coming up right after Rob's News. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.